to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
My dress shirt.
Oh, that's in the D drawer. A, B, C, D. Here you are.
That's a dress.
Well, what are you looking for?
My dress shirt.
Oh, that is in the S drawer.
Which one is the S drawer?
Well, look in the I drawer. That's where I keep my information. Now, why can't I come to the dinner with you?
Because it's for the County Bar Association. No women, just men.
Oh, it's going to be one of those kind of things.
No, it's not one of those kind of things.
Well, couldn't I just go along and just listen to your speech?
I'm afraid it'd be very boring.
Well, I find all your speeches boring, but I still like to listen to them.
Oh, that's very...
What are you going to talk about?
Oh, society's obligation to the reformed convict. In my opinion...
Hold it, Charlie.
What?
What do you think you're doing?
I'm going to put my pants on.
Not in front of me, you're not.
Lisa, we're married.
For better or worse, but not for putting on your pants.
All right, then, turn around.
Why did you pick the subject of reformed convicts?
Because it's important. It seems that all society cares about is putting a man in jail. They don't care about what happens to him after he gets out. You can turn around now.
I didn't hear the zipper.
I had it oiled.
I wish I could go with you.
Yeah, so do I, but... Did you see my cummerbund?
No, I had my back turned.
May I have your attention, please? We're running a little late. So while the waiters take your dessert order, I'll introduce our guest speaker for the evening.
What do you have for dessert, sir?
He will address us this evening on the subject of society's obligation to the released convict.
What'll it be, sir? Rice pudding, canned peaches, or stewed prunes?
Will you give a warm welcome to Mr. Oliver Wendell Dunkus?
Peaches. Douglas,
sir. I'll put you down for the stewed prunes.
Yes, fine. Thank you.
Mr. Kelsey, stewed members are... distinguished members of the County Prune Association... of the County Bar Association. When a man has committed a crime and the gates have closed behind him, we on the outside... it is up to us as attorneys... or more importantly, as human beings, to see that they are given the opportunity to make a new start in life. We have got to give them jobs in our offices, our shops, our stores, and on our farms. They have paid their debt to society. Now let society pay its debt to them. I thank you.
Sorry, I didn't realize I had talked so long.
Right through the stewed prunes.
What? You blew them.
You blew the stewed prunes.
Well, I guess I get wound up in my subject. As I pointed out, these men have made a mistake. They go to jail to pay for it. When they come out, they need help. And I think we should all...
Oh, you're starting with that pants business again.
I'm getting undressed.
Living with you is like living in one of those nudie films.
Look, close your eyes. What I said was just because a man had made a mistake and gone to jail for it, when he comes out, he needs all the help he can get. Just because a man is an ex-convict, people shy away from him. They won't give him a job. They won't accept him socially. Before you know it, he has no choice left but to return to a life of crime. Lisa, you can open your eyes. Lisa? Well, I've done it again. Oh, good morning.
Have you got your pants on?
Yes.
All right, then.
What's for breakfast?
Would you like me to make you some harmony grits?
Harmony? Just some cornflakes.
Yes, sir. How do you want them? Scrambled or fried?
Just pour them in a bowl.
Oh, you want them raw?
Yeah, raw.
Mr. Douglas, you're famous.
What do you mean?
They printed the speech you made last night in the county seat paper.
What page is it on?
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
What?
That's only half of it. They couldn't print the other half because a reporter fell asleep.
Look, Ab. Who's that?
I'll get it. Oh, hello there.
Hi. Does Oliver Winkle Douglas live here?
Oh, the only Oliver Winkle Douglas who lives here is called Wendell.
Oh, yeah. I don't see too good without my glasses.
Neither do I. That's why I never wear them. Would you like to come in?
Thank you.
Oliver, Oliver, there is a man here to see you.
Oh, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, my name is Willie Dunhill. I read the speech you gave last night, and did you mean all that stuff you said about helping ex-cons?
Oh, I'm not in the habit of saying things I don't mean.
Good. When do I go to work?
What?
He said when does he go to work?
Yes, I heard him.
Well, then why did you say what for?
Because, are you and...
I just got out.
Out of what?
Stir lady.
What's a stir lady?
He means he was in prison.
Well, isn't that nice?
What's nice about it? What were you in for?
Which time?
Well...
Well, how about the job?
Well, I really can't use any...
Oh, then your whole speech was malarkey.
When did you learn how to speak malarkey?
Look, I'd gladly give you a job here, but this is a farm. You have to know something about farming.
Well, farming is my racket. This last stretch I did, they put me to work on a prison farm. I learned all about agriculture.
That's what we need around here, somebody who knows something about agriculture.
What we need around here is somebody who can pronounce it.
I'm trying to go straight, and if I don't get a job...
All right, I'll try you out for a couple of weeks, see how you work out.
That's the same deal he gave me when we got married.
Lisa, have you got some work clothes?
Just these.
I'm talking to Willie.
In my suitcase.
Uh-huh. Well, here, you can share our hired hands room in the barn. Now, why don't you go change? We'll put you to work right away.
I'd appreciate it if you won't tell anybody that I'm an ex-con. The minute people find out that you was in stir, they look at you as if you were some kind of a freak or something.
Oh, that's all right with me. You've paid your debt to society. Look, we'll forget your past. Nobody ever need know you were in prison. Thanks.
Oliver, this is a nice thing you are doing. Now, if you just learned to take your pants off in the bathroom, you'd be perfect.
Ready to go to work.
All right. The first thing... What are you wearing?
My work clothes. These are what I wore on the prison farm.
Well, if you don't want people to know about your past, I wouldn't wear those.
Well, I ain't got anything else.
I'll go into Drucker's and buy you some...
Hi, Mr. Douglas. I just dropped by to, Oh, boy. Can I talk to you a minute?
Yes, what's the matter?
Don't look now, but there's an escaped convict standing right in back of you.
Mr. Kimball.
Act nonchalant.
Mr. Kimball. He's not an escaped convict. He was in prison. He's been released. I hired him.
Does he know anything about agriculture?
Willie, this is our county agent, Mr. Hank Kimball. He's with the Department of Department of Agriculture.
Now, how do you do?
Hey, I used to read a lot of your farm bulletins when I was in stir.
Did you ever read the bulletin we put out called How to Control the Meadow Spittlebug?
No.
Well, don't bother. You're going to make a picture out of it.
What?
Yeah, MGM just bought it. Boy, I hope they put Debbie Reynolds in it. She'd be perfect.
He reminds me of a cellmate I had in Joliet, Crazy Cronkite.
Willie, why don't you see if Miss Douglas needs some help around the house, huh?
Right, Warden.
Yeah.
When do they make you the warden?
I am not...
Boy, wait till I tell the chief that I met an honest-to-goodness ex-con.
I'd prefer that you didn't tell anybody that you met Willie.
Why not?
You know how people are. They're prejudiced.
Well, not me. Boy, some of my best friends are ex-cons. Well, not some of my best friends. Although I guess my brother was one of my best friends.
Your brother was an ex-con?
Yeah, wish you wouldn't mention it. You know how prejudiced people are.
I'll keep your secret if you'll keep mine.
That's a deal. What is your secret?
Ask my hairdresser.
Oh. What's your hairdresser's name?
You'll find it in a phone book.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Douglas.
After I got out of Joliet, I wanted to go straight. So I got this job in a bank as a night janitor. And I was coming to work one night, and I thought, I wonder if anybody ever thinks of cleaning the money. So I opened the vault, and I started dusting it, and all the bells started ringing all over the place. Oh. And for that, they give me 10 to 20 in Alcatraz.
Just for being Mr. Clean?
Well, it really wasn't too bad on the Rock. We had a great basketball team, Al Capone, Frank Nitti, Big John Dillinger, and Dutch Schultz. We was friends for life, and that's what most of them were doing.
Friends that you make in school are the ones that last.
Yeah. I kind of miss them guys.
Hi.
Jeez, it here is the head screw.
Hi, Warden.
Oh, now, stop calling. Look, here are your clothes. Go change. Lisa, did you... What?
Permission to leave.
You don't have to ask permission to leave.
Oh, yeah. Just an old habit, you know, after being inside for over 40 years.
Try to forget it, huh?
Thank you.
Do you know, he's famous.
Him?
But you heard of the Birdman of Alcatraz. He's the Mushroom Man of San Quentin.
San Quentin? What do you mean, the Mushroom Man?
One day, he was digging this tunnel, he stuck his head through the hole in the ground, and the guard knew he wasn't a gopher, so they threw him into solitary confinement.
Confinement?
Wherever he was, it was damp and dark, and there were mushrooms growing all around the wall. Well, he didn't have anything else to do, so he studied them. He's going to write a book about them.
Oh, fine.
He's got an idea for another book, too, where he's giving crook lessons.
Crook lessons?
Yes, he showed me some of them. How to open a lock without a key, how to blow a safe, and how to pock pickets.
No, not pock pickets, pick pockets.
Well, whatever they call it. Do you want your wallet back? I wonder if you squeal to the fuzz on me.
Hiya, Marty. I want you to meet Willie Dunhill, my new cellmate.
Let's get to work.
Yes, sir.
What do you want me to do?
Weed this corn.
Which is the corn?
Well, this is. I thought you worked on the prison farm.
Well, I did, but we never grew junk like this.
Nobody does.
These stalks are planted too close together. And this soil would be better for beans.
He's right. You ought to do a stretch in prison and learn something about farming.
Yeah, just get started, will you?
Yes, sir.
are you waiting for?
Well, we never started working till the head screw blew the whistle.
I haven't got a whistle. Just get to work. Now what?
I know this is silly, but I'd work better if you'd stand over me with a shotgun.
Look, you're not in prison. You don't need all those fancy trappings. Now let's just get started. Mr. Haney, what are you doing?
Installing your $50 burglar alarm.
What do I need a burglar alarm for?
Well, you have a burglar living here, don't you?
He's not...
Will you hold this, please?
Ooh!
Thank you. I never can tell which one has the electricity.
Here, take this.
Mr. Douglas, you just ruined a $400 burglar alarm.
I thought you said it was 50.
I'll take it.
I don't want it.
$50 is a small enough price to pay for protection, unless you want to rent a $30 Haney safe deposit box.
No, I don't want to.
Are you just going to leave your wife's jewels and baubles lying around within reach of any crook that happens to be living here?
Mr. Haney, how can you call anybody a crook?
Mr. Douglas, I detect a note of innuendo in your voice.
It's more than innuendo. The only difference between you and Willie Dunhill is that he made the mistake of being caught.
Mr. Douglas, would you mind repeating that into my elk's tooth? You're testing, 1-2, testing. I want to tape your accusations for the slander suit.
Mr. Haney.
And speak slowly. I'm recording you at 2 7/8.
Get in your truck and get out of here!
Well, I guess under the circumstances, there's nothing to do but go home, lick my wounds, and return some other time when you're more rational.
Out! What are you trying to do?
Stirring the hotcake batter.
Must you?
I am making this especially for Willie.
Look, he's already paid his debt to society.
I learned this from a hamburger. Oh, what? Hello, Ed.
Hello. Oh, what a night I had. I didn't sleep a wink.
Hmm.
That cellmate of mine, holy sassafras.
What did he do?
First of all, when it was time to go to bed, he moved all the furniture.
What for?
He was looking for the sink in the corner. I finally convinced him there wasn't any. So now we go to bed. Then he wouldn't turn out the light.
Well, why not?
He was waiting for a bed check.
Well, I guess it isn't easy to adjust to civilian life.
Permission to enter?
Oh, come in.
Oh, hello, Willie. Sit down.
Thank you.
Breakfast will be ready in a moment.
Hey, how was the food in prison?
Oh, fair. For breakfast, you'd get fresh orange juice, strawberries and cream, or melon, eggs with ham, bacon, or sausage, and then they had these little biscuits with honey.
According to those prison pictures, the food is lousy. I saw one where the cons banged on the tables and yelled, "Yah, yah, yah."
Hey, that might have been the picture I was in. This movie company come up to the big queue and they used some of us. I had a speaking part. The guy comes in and he puts the food down in front of me and I took one look at it and I said, "I ain't gonna eat this slop. Yeah, 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 yeah."
Here's your breakfast.
I ain't gonna eat this slop. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Holy smoke, yeah, the warden's gone stir crazy.
Oh, hi, Willie.
Hi.
Just gonna bed Eleanor down for the night.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Whittling. It's a hobby I picked up while I was in stir. How do you like it?
Well,
Of course, it'll look like the real thing when I smear some black shoe polish on it. We all used to make these. Used to drive the screws crazy.
I can imagine.
I was thinking, tonight is the night they always showed movies in stir. I don't suppose you show them.
No. Look, why don't you watch television?
Too much violence.
They have comedy shows.
A widower with three kids or a widow with two kids. Now, what's funny about that?
Look, why don't you read?
Oh, is there a library around here?
There's one in Hooterville. Oh, that closes at 5:30.
In stir, they always stayed open till late. I used to love them art books they had. I used to imagine what the pictures was like that they cut out.
Well, maybe you...
I sure miss that old gang in our cell block. Sneaky, Clyde the Fink, Mort the Butcher, great guys. We used to sit around at night planning how to break out.
Look, you're free. You don't have to plan to break out.
I know. It takes all the challenge out of life. I don't know if I like being on the outside.
Look, Willie, tomorrow's your day off.
Well, what does that mean?
You don't have to work.
What am I supposed to do? Lie around in my cell all day?
Willie, why don't you go into Pixley? They got a movie theater there. Bowling alleys, a pool hall.
I don't know anybody there.
You'll meet somebody. People who live in farming communities are very friendly.
Well,
Willie, you're just having trouble adjusting. In a couple of weeks, you'll get used to being out.
I sure hope so. Bang, bang, bang.
Somebody?
No.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just standing here.
We got a law against loitering. Move on.
Yes, sir.
To defend him.
But he wants to take the rap.
Yeah, he wants to...
What are they going to do with him?
Send him back to Sam Quentin.
San Quentin.
Yeah, I...
Well, why didn't he take it on the lam instead of standing there and letting the fuzz catch him with the loot?
Lisa, it's obvious. He wanted to be caught. He wanted to go back to jail. He kept talking about his friends and... Well, it was almost as if he enjoyed it.
Well, I guess it must be a fun place.
How could it be? You're locked in. You can't go anyplace. Somebody's always telling you what to do all the time. You have to eat what they throw at you. It's just like being married.
I have a feeling we're going to regret we said that. Aren't you?
Oh, I wasn't talking about our marriage. I don't feel like I'm in jail.
Well...
No. More like being in boot camp.
Oliver!
You know I didn't mean that. See you in a little bit.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom to take my pants off.
Well, at least Willie did some good. He made a gentleman out of you.
Thank you.
a film waste presentation, darling.